President Biden is ramping up efforts to get more Americans vaccinated. He's announcing two new goals today, getting at least one COVID-19 vaccine into the arms of 70% of adults in the U.S. and getting two shots to 160 million people all by July 4th. Biden's also targeting rural areas where health experts are raising an alarm, not about access. There are vaccines available, but about the rate of vaccination, even among healthcare workers and hospitals. And doctors are going to play a big role in Biden's plan. Earlier today, we spoke with NPR's White House correspondent Tamara Keith and asked her about that plan and about what's going on in rural hospitals that's been so concerning to health officials.
This is a survey conducted by the National Rural Health Association. And what they found, they reached out to CEOs at rural hospitals. And of those who responded, 30% said that less than half of their employees had chosen to get a vaccine for the coronavirus. And that is a very low share of a population that should be universally vaccinated by this point in terms of availability. I mean, hospital staff have been able to get vaccinated, especially the frontline medical workers, since December or January at the latest.
Well, do officials know why this is happening?
It's a combination of things. Some of the very same issues that are leading people in the general population to be hesitant or delay getting vaccinated. Hospital administrators say that some of their staff still have questions or concerns, and that it is reflective of the broader communities in these rural areas, where other polling indicates that there are a greater share of people who say they simply will not get the vaccine. Breaking through that is going to be a critical part of reaching a broader vaccination in the community, which the Biden administration is working on. And, you know, I did talk to one hospital in New Hampshire that's had decent luck getting staff to get vaccinated. And they said that their success in part was because an influential doctor at the hospital sent a note early on and said, hey, here's what we know, and I think you should do it. I'm going to do it. I'm looking forward to getting my vaccine. And apparently that persuaded a lot of people. They also did Zoom calls to answer questions, having doctors answer questions. The lesson from that is that doctors and nurses are influential in their communities, both within the hospital system and out more broadly in the community, which is why health officials and the Biden administration have put such an emphasis on these trusted deliverers of the message. But at the same time, there are alarm bells in this survey from rural hospital chiefs.
Well, so, you know, the hospital chiefs were alarmed because their staff wasn't getting vaccinated. We should say, you know, there are relatively good rates of vaccination in rural areas. It's just, you know, it needs to be bumped up. And so the plan is to take advantage of that finding that people trust their doctors.
Yeah, so the administration is working with states to make sure vaccines get to primary care providers, to doctor's offices, to these familiar, trusted spaces. And the Biden administration is targeting this to areas with a high vulnerability index score that includes rural communities, some urban communities as well. And one important thing is they are working with family physicians and pediatricians to get them to sign up to get vaccines in their offices in anticipation of the likely authorization for use of the Pfizer vaccine in adolescents 12 to 15, which would be a growth area for vaccination.
Boy, Tam, I think a lot of people listening are saying, God, I would have liked my doctor to be the one to give me a shot instead of some of the mass vaccination sites. So we'll see how this goes.
Yeah, this is the next phase. This is the personal conversation phase, getting past the people that were super excited and would go anywhere and walk over broken glass to get a vaccine. And now to people who want to have a conversation with someone they trust.
Right. Tamara Keith, NPR's White House correspondent. Tam, thank you.
You're welcome.